Hello, my name is Paulo Dietz. I'm one of the owners and co-founder of Bee, a sound thinking pioneer company that develops sound ID, experience, and sound production of the brand. My relationship with sound started really early. I studied classic piano for 8 years, then guitar for 15, and went to college for a public relations major. And right after, I started to build a solid career as a producer for advertising. I have many international and national awards such as Cannes, but I always considered myself as an outsider in this scenario due to my multifaceted background, which led me to think beyond the music and always attached to the universe of branding and people. In 2009, I started to structure a business cell at Bee Audio Branding Oriented. Then, 2 years after, we submitted our first case to the Audio Branding Awards and we were happily among the finalists. And now we just finished developing the worldwide sound alignment for Petrobras. The interesting part is that that's connected, and besides creating our own methodology, which we named Sound Thinking, I realized I became a sound thinker. My constant challenge is to think about how to connect people and brand to sound. The Iguatemi project was an amazing learning opportunity. It's so special because of the sound alphabetization that I'm starting to go through together with my clients and partners. The first request our client had was pretty simple: to have music in a specific area at the mall. We managed to revert the situation and show that sound could actually help them in a much more consistent way. More than closing a deal, we also broke a paradigm. Another important issue was to show the client we needed to understand its context and environment. How was their client shopping experience? How much background noise they originally had? And the brand personality. In other words, we needed time to establish a learning curve and come up with a relevant and winning project. We also developed the first project of its kind to shopping malls in Brazil, which reflected on a group of collaborators and 200 store owners. That's why it's so relevant to introduce a strong and feasible methodology based on audio branding and design thinking. Our methodology is fundamentally oriented to how the brand wishes to relate to its customers and how we are able to translate that into something real through sound. There is plenty of room and opportunities for sound to be used for brands and people benefit. Even in traditional media, digital platform, or POS experience, the opportunities are huge. But to have a broader impact, it's necessary to enhance the work methodology and learn to listen to what clients and their customers want or need to hear. Besides that, we should promote an exchange with other sensorial experiences to generate a greater impact. Surveys and research are of the essence, but we must create awareness of the market, universities, and people in general on how important sound really is in our lives. Hearing is not enough. We must listen.
And last but not least, we would like to thank our partners, DigiSky and Voice, and our sponsors, SonoFind, the online music search from Sonotone, Biamp, and Eyeball.